This is Ozarks at Large. Early voting in Arkansas begins Monday, and this year, voters will be able to cast their ballots for three statewide issues. Issue 1 was referred to the voters by the Arkansas General Assembly. The Arkansas Constitution grants the legislature the right to include up to three constitutional amendments on the general election ballot. Issue 1 proposes amending the Arkansas Constitution to make permanent a half-cent sales tax that currently helps fund Arkansas's four-lane highway system, county roads, and city streets. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
Issue 1 is part of a larger plan put forward by Governor Asa Hutchinson in 2019 to increase funding for highway and road infrastructure by $300 million a year. In addition to the proposed amendment, the governor's plan included Act 416 of 2019, which increased the state's motor fuel tax by 3 cents per gallon on gasoline and 6 cents per gallon on diesel. The new law also increased registration fees for hybrid and electric vehicles to $100 and $200, respectively. Additionally, Act 416 directs any new gaming tax collections that exceed $31.2 million annually to be used for roads. Voters approved the current temporary half-cent sales tax to help fund the Connecting Arkansas program in 2012. The temporary tax is set to expire at the end of June 2023. Voting for Issue 1 would make the half-cent sales tax permanent. Arkansas Trucking Association President Shannon Newton is the chairwoman of the Vote for Roads, Vote for Issue 1 committee. Newton says passing Issue 1 is important because the roads are where they send their employees to work. However, everybody relies on infrastructure.
Everyone uses the roads, much like everyone relies on safety or healthcare or education. Everyone benefits from that infrastructure, no pun intended. But then if you look at just like the last 6 months where people are perhaps staying home, people are relying on those roads from distribution centers or grocery stores, or your products from Amazon, you're relying on the roads from where you are and where you're choosing to stay in order to bring you the goods and services that you need in order to stay home and be safe.
Safe roads, Newton says, can help Arkansans save money.
Statistics show that just the state of the disrepair of the roads is actually costing Arkansans, based on the wear and tear on your vehicle, hitting potholes. I think the average Arkansan is spending about $150 per year. If you average it out over, all the different maintenance problems that are occurring from, roads that are not being taken care of and causing damage to vehicles.
According to a report released in September by TRIP, a Washington, D.C.-based national transportation nonprofit, Arkansas motorists lose $3.2 billion per year driving on roads that are rough, congested, and lack some desirable safety features. The total cost per average driver in Northwest Arkansas is estimated at nearly $1,300. If Issue 1 passes, the state would take 3% of the revenue generated by the tax for administrative expenses. 70% of the remaining revenue would go to the Arkansas Department of Transportation, 15% to counties, and another 15% to cities. According to an impact statement from the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration, the proposed sales tax is expected to generate about $293.7 million annually. Of that, $205.6 million would be allocated to the State Highway and Transportation Fund, while cities and counties would each be allocated $44 million.
So there is a substantial portion of this, 30%, that is being directly put back into local communities. So there is a substantial piece of it for every corner of the state, no matter where you live. Your city and county budgets are currently receiving the half-cent sales tax. And if it were not to be continued, then those funds would come out of their road budget.
Newton says city and county projects are largely decided at the local level. At the state level, she says there's a 10-year map and a 20-year map for priorities and projects that are available on RDOT's website. Newton says these plans include projects that touch all parts of the state. Infrastructure is a permanent need, so she says it makes sense to approve a permanent tax to support it.
We actually polled various ways to fund this particular program, and the fact that the infrastructure need is permanent, that the cost of infrastructure is not going down, the amount of highway miles in our system is not going down, And so in order to have a permanent dedicated source of revenue with the opportunity for growth, because if you remember, the motor fuel tax is pretty flat. The only way to increase funding from that is to raise the rate. But on the sales tax side, you do have opportunity for growth as the population grows, as the state grows, as our economy grows. That would provide a revenue stream with some growth potential in it for road funding needs.
The permanency of the tax is one reason some oppose it. State Director for Americans for Prosperity Arkansas, Ryan Norris, is the chairman of the No Permanent Tax, No on Issue 1 committee. Norris says officials said the tax would be temporary, so to now make it permanent is acting in bad faith.
So imagine with me, if you will, that you've signed a contract saying that at the end of 10 years, your payments on that contract are done. And then they come back and say, no, we want you to re-up. We want a brand new contract. Now, you know, that's what they're saying. And they want to put it into the Constitution. Now, there's this talk about once it's in the Constitution, you can always go back and revise it. Well, that's technically true, but politically a statistical zero, because the millions of dollars being spent to put this into the Constitution permanently will be the millions of dollars spent to keep it in there. And unless, you know, citizen groups like ours and the others come up to try to make something like that happen, it never will, you know, never has a possibility, really.
Norris says adding a permanent tax to a state that already has a high tax rate is another reason to vote against issue one. According to the Tax Foundation, at 9.53%, Arkansas has the second highest average combined state and local sales tax rate in the nation.
That needs to be brought down because it's one that is regressive. It impacts the poor, the middle class, and the fixed income as a portion of their budget more than others. This sales tax, you'll hear the pro side saying it's just a little amount. Well, that little amount can equal as much as a week's groceries for a family, or a few more tanks of gas per year, or could be the school clothes that you need for your child. And it's in an absolute when we're seeing the cost of living continually increase. I mean, just last year, we had additional taxes raised on our gasoline and on our diesel fuel.
In September, the Arkansas Insurance Department approved individual health insurance rate increases ranging from 2.9% to 4.9%. And Norris says all of these little increases in taxes and rates can start to add up. He says another problem with issue one is it's consumer-based.
The organizations that push for this, they either receive the taxes or they pass the taxes through to the end consumer at the point of sale. So there's no massive skin in the game and they get massive benefits for it. So the permanency, the fact that we have the second highest sales tax in the nation is really where AFP comes into this as a reason to oppose it. But there are many other issues, such as the effects that some of our members, they believe the effects of road construction on climate change is a big issue. The fact that Arkansas Department of Transportation really only does one thing, and that's build roads and does no other real transportation investment is an issue for some of our folks.
Earlier this year, Virginia-based consultant Guidehouse produced a report on RDOT that found there are opportunities to strengthen the organization's frameworks for making design decisions to promote improved system performance and cost savings.
That's what we're also asking, is that, hey, there are cost savings that Guidehouse has found, the auditor, that that should be implemented before we talk additional monies. There is also, since 2016, there has been the Highway Improvement Act and Act 416 that has given RDOT an additional $180 million in revenues apart from the sales tax.
According to the Arkansas Public Policy Center, which is part of the University of Arkansas's System Division of Agriculture, funding for the state highway system totaled about $1.6 billion in 2018. About 47% of funding comes from the federal government, and the remaining 53% comes from state sources, including the current half-cent sales tax, motor fuel taxes, vehicle registration fees, a natural gas severance tax, various permit fees, transfer fees, interest, and miscellaneous income, and appropriations from general funds. In addition to this, RDOT estimates it will receive $95 million from Act 416 when it is fully implemented in fiscal year 2021. RDOT also estimates cities and counties will receive about $14 million each in additional turnback funds from this act. For more information from supporters, visit voteforroads.com. For information from the opposition, visit americansforprosperity.org/no-permanent-tax. For neutral information on Issue 1, Visit uaex.edu/ballot. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.